Aircheckdownloads.com.
Well, I wonder if perhaps you do remember the film we showed at that on Whistle Test in 1977. It really was a fantastic performance. As a matter of fact, the band were rehearsing at the time for an American tour that they were doing, and their record company just bunged a couple of cameras in on one of the rehearsals. And it was one of those things where the band started playing, and about a third of the way through the number, you realize that this was something really special. Stevie Nicks' performance of that on film that time was just magnetic, and I've always loved the song. Fleetwood Mac has a song called Rhiannon. Welcome along to the program. 10 minutes past 12 o'clock, Radio 1 FM. It's Bob Harris with you until 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, I would like you to do something for me tonight, if you would. That's so long as you're not really sort of into getting a very, very early night tonight. Stay with the program as long as you can, because the music mix tonight is really something special right through until 2 o'clock. So settle back, enjoy, and as the High say on their new single, Box Set Go. Yet another band with a slight Birds feel to them. Their name is Shadowland. They've just been signed to Geffen Records, and this is their debut album, as far as I know. Anyway, it's called The Beauty of Escaping. That's a song called Miss Yesterday. Before that, from Canada, The Grapes of Wrath, from an album called Now and Again, which has been out on Capitol Records for some time now. Still like it very much. Again, a flavour of the Birds about it. The Time Is Here. And the first of those three, The High, from the new album Somewhere Soon. The latest single is a song called Box Set Go. 22 minutes past 12 o'clock, Radio 1 FM. Bob Harris with you until 2 o'clock in the morning. Takes a brave man to cover Marvin Gaye, but Robert Palmer has done it on the album Don't Explain, and this is his new single too. It's a song called Mercy, Mercy Me. Whoa! What a fantastic groove that record has got. Nicky was playing some Marvin Gaye earlier, and I thought I'd just add to the mix. Oh, that's so good. Got to Give It Up from 1977. And before that, from the album Don't Explain, a new single from Robert Palmer. It's a mix of two songs, I Want You and Mercy, Mercy Me. Of course, the old Marvin Gaye song there as well. At 12:32, Radio 1 FM, Bob Harris with you until 2 o'clock in the morning. If you like groove, check this out.
So right now, ladies and gentlemen...
Just so good to hear that again anytime. Bob Dylan and I Want You. And before that, a track from a new compilation album, which has just been put out by Bedrock Records, which is a sort of blues reissue label. The compilation is called Blue Devil, and it's got on it people like Canned Heat and Buddy Guy, Kenny Neal, Eddie Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, and the one that I played you from Snooky Pryor. How'd You Learn to Shake It Like That? I just love the title. And last night I was playing some old ska music, and I thought I'd do a little bit more of that tonight. First of all, some more contemporary stuff. This is Madness. Buster, he sold the heat. Oh yeah, three great records together. Beginning there with Prince, or rather Madness and the Prince there. I suppose you'd call it Nod in the Direction of Prince Buster, who we heard following that from 1964. The song was originally released, but it hit in 1967. Al Capone. And that one, a real oldie, but one of my favourite oldies. In fact, first released in 1958. That was the Olympics and Western movies. On the Bob Harris Show, it's Radio 1 FM. I'm here until 2 o'clock, and the music just gets better and better. Don't have an early night tonight. Just try and stay as long as you can. If you can stay through until 2 o'clock, I really will be delighted. I was talking last night about the fact that, where are we now? We're on Friday morning, aren't we? So Wednesday lunchtime, day before yesterday, I was at the Q Magazine Awards, and the album voted best album of the year was Goodbye Jumbo from World Party. Now, I promise we would have a track from it tonight, so here it comes. I still remember with great enjoyment the session that she did on DRT Show a couple of months of Sundays ago. Really good stuff, and that's such a lovely record too, from Julia Fordham, The Comfort of Strangers. Track produced, incidentally, by Hugh Padgham, who also works with Phil Collins, produced a new Sting album, which is on its way. And Hugh will be working with Julia Fordham on her new LP. They actually start work on that in February. It should be out early summertime, I hope. I'm looking forward to that very much. And the one before, as I say, voted the Q Magazine Album of the Year, World Party, from Goodbye Jumbo. Track called Is It Too Late? Hope not. 1 minute past 1 o'clock, Radio 1 FM. Bob Harris with you until 2 o'clock in the morning. Where we live, our next door neighbours have got some children. I think it's the little girl who's taking piano lessons at the moment, and every evening we hear her through the wall. At about 6:30, she starts practicing for an hour, and she always starts her practice with this one. So I thought, being as it is one of my favourites, I'll play it for you tonight. Richard Marx and Right Here Waiting. apparently one of my real favourite tracks. I really love that record. It's called Waiting for Love. It's by Alias from their new LP just released in this country on EMI. They've already had a big hit single in America with More Than Words Can Say. I'm sure that will be the follow-up. I've got a feeling that could be a number one. Before that, a record that was from the album Repeat Offender, Richard Marx, and Right Here Waiting. Bob Harris, Radio 1 FM. As you know, Lindisfarne were on the last Gaza record, Fog on the Tyne Revisited. I thought tonight I'd show you a little bit of what Alan Hull can really do, because this has now been re-released on CD. It's the album Pipe Dream, and this is Alan Hull solo with United States of Mind.
The raindrops feel like...
record that is. Beautiful acoustic guitar sound, and featuring the voice of Alex Chilton, who previously was with the Box Tops, but that one from the first album he made with his band Big Star, dated 1972. It's called Number One Record. That was a song called 13. Before that, from 1977, it was James Taylor, his version of the old Jimmy Jones song Handyman. And the first of those three, as I say now, re-released on the album Pipe Dream, Alan Hull and United States of Mind. And following those three relative oldies, something absolutely brand new on Factory Records. This is Kalima. Well, that is a band we rarely hear on British radio these days, but I still like them, and I get a lot of requests to play them, so I hope you enjoyed that track from the original Masters collection from Jethro Tull. That was Witch's Promise. And before that, from the File Under Jazz department, a new Factory release by Kalima. The LP is called Feeling Fine, and the track that I played you was Big Fat City. And the music rolls on now. Here comes Ian Matthews. What a beautiful track that is. Originally included on the album So, and now part of the new Greatest Hits collection, Shaking the Tree, from Peter Gabriel, with Kate Bush on that song. That's called Don't Give Up. And before that, Peter Gabriel's song, beautifully interpreted, I think, by Ian Matthews on his latest album, Pure and Crooked. I'm sure you recognize the song. It was called Mercy Street, another one from the So album, too, originally. 21 minutes to 2 o'clock is the time. Radio 1 FM. Bob Harris here with you. Try and stay with me until the end if you can. Still some fantastic music to come. And this is Labby Siffre now, and So Strong. Isn't that a good record? In the charts, of course, but that's an alternative mix produced by Trevor Horn of Crazy by Seal. Of course, we first heard him with Adamski on the single Killer. And before that, a wonderful record too from Labby Siffre, his song So Strong. On the Bob Harris Show, Radio 1 FM. Three more left. I'll play them in a run together for you. And this is absolutely delicious too, from an album called The Wild Places, which is new from Dan Fogelberg. This is a song called Forefathers. The Bob Harris Show, Radio 1 FM. Three records together. Beginning there with a man who's been making records now for pretty nearly 20 years, Dan Fogelberg. And the new album is just a joy to listen to. It really is. It's called The Wild Places. The track that I played you was called Forefathers. Then from 1975, one of my long-term favorites from Helen Reddy, topped the American charts that year, Angie Baby. And finally, that one. I don't normally do dedications on this program, but this is something special because a lady that I've got to know through her telephone calls to the program, Val Beadles. Her husband Norman's been in the Gulf for months and months and arrived back today. So I thought I'd play that one specially for them. From the Atlantic Rhythm and Blues Box set, Roberta Flack and Feel Like Making Love. And that's the one that rounds off our program this evening. See what I mean about the music tonight? I hope very much that you've enjoyed it. If you did, well, we'll be back on Monday. It's my turn again then. Lena Lovage in session on Monday. More of the alternative Christmas number ones on Tuesday, and the Lilac Time in session on Wednesday evening, final week before Christmas. In the meantime, if you've got a bit of shopping to do, maybe you don't have the same experience as Nikki during the weekend, and I'll see you back fresh on Monday at midnight. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye now.
Checkdownloads.com.